So we're holding in Yuma Daf Tesamud Beis, a little into the widest lines. So we were learning about the difference between Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni. The Gemara said that Churban Bayis Rishon was because of Gilui Avayis. The Gimel Avayis Chamu was Gilui Avayis, Shvichuzdoim Gilui Avayis. And Bayis Sheni was Nechrav because of Sinas Chinam. Gemara made a point that this is coming to teach you, Lelamedcha, Sheshkulo Sinas Chinam Keneged Gimel Avayis Chamuus. Because just like the Gimel Avayis Chamuus was a reason for a Churban, so too the Sinas Chinam Alein was a reason for a Churban, for the Churban. Right? Now, the Gemara is starting to talk about comparing the people of Bayis Rishon, the people of Bayis Sheni, or at the time before the Churban of the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, which one of them was worse than the other? Taka in the here, it's not brought down this way, but in the Yerushalmi Oifnart. The Yerushalmi Taka brings this conversation we're going to learn now in context of this statement. The Hainu, after the Yerushalmi said that Sinas Chinam is Chomer like Gimel Averis, like our Gemara, so then the Yerushalmi is saying maybe it's even worse. Not only that Sinas Chinam is as bad as Chomer, as Shkulo, Keneged Gimel Averis Chamuz, but maybe it's even worse than Gimel Averis. That's the Yerushalmi, that's the context in the Yerushalmi of the Gemara we're going to learn now. But Lemaiso, even though our Gemara is not making this connection, but it's obvious, since the Gemara now is going to suggest that maybe the people of Bayis Sheni were even worse than the people of Bayis Rishon, yeah? So this might be if you're saying that, so kumtois, that Sinas Chinam is even worse than Gimel Averis. So in other words, let's put it this way: the Gemara is going to talk about maybe the Churban of Bayis Sheni was worse than the Churban of Bayis Rishon. The Einish was worse. So just like in the beginning, when we said they both got the same Einish, Churban Bayis Hamikdash. So when you see two kinds of Averis getting the same results, yeah. Gimel Averis on the one hand, Sinas Chinam on the other hand. So you see, Vaistei Sinas Chinam is as bad as Gimel Averis because it caused the same result. But if we'll say that the Churban of Bayis Sheni, the Churban, the Einish, was even worse than the Churban of Bayis Rishon, so now we could conclude even a bigger Chiddush, that Sinas Chinam not only is Shakul to Gimel Averis, but it's even worse than Gimel Averis, because if the Churban of Bayis Sheni was worse, so Vaistei the Averis was worse. So this is the discussion we're going to have here, which lichura is in this context of what's mochom, and that's how it's talked about on the Yerushalmi. Zog di Gimel, Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Lozo, the Amri Tavayu, Rishonim shenizgal avoinom nizgal kitzom, Achroinim sheloy nizgal avoinom loy nizgal kitzom. Yeah. So what is the Gemara saying here? Rishonim shenizgal avoinom nizgal kitzom. The Hainu, the people of Bayis Rishon, that nizgal avoinom, whatever that means, we'll see soon. Nizgal kitzom. What is nizgal kitzom? Nizgal kitzom means, Zokt Rashi, there was an official deadline to their galus. Shivim Shana, it said originally in the Nevuah, they knew that they're only going for a specific amount of years, was a short time, and it had a set end in advance. And this was all Nisgale, it was revealed, they knew about it, they got a Nevuah about it in advance. achroinim sheloy nisgala avoinom, loy nisgala kitzom. By the chuban by sheni, that their chet, their avoin, was loy nisgala, whatever that means. So therefore, also loy nisgala kitzom, the ketz of the gullis, was not revealed. So they didn't know, and we still to this day don't know when is going to be the ketz of the gullis. We're still living in that gullis of chuban by sheni. So first of all, we already know that it was so much longer than the gullis of Bais Rishon. The gullis of Bais Rishon was only 70 years, and this is already thousands of years. And we still don't know what's the ketz. It's lo nisgale. It doesn't say anywhere in the Navi, the favor shall call upon him, what is the deadline, what is the end of this gullis. So you see, they're both saying here, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Blazer, they're already making a point, that there's something worse in the Einish of Bais Sheni, in the Golus, in the Chuban of Bais Sheni, relatively to the one of Bais Rishon, right? Just they're saying that it's because there's a difference, not in the Etzim Aveira, but in the Shiloh, whether the Aveira was revealed or not, yeah, whatever that means. So in the Yushalmi, again going back to the Yushalmi, what they're saying here is Be'etzim, it seems like the Yushalmi is saying this, the Yushalmi is also saying it, it seems like the Yushalmi is saying it as a argument against proving that Sinas Chinam is worse than Gimel Aveiros. Because if you would stand say that the Chuban Bais Sheni was worse, or the Golus of Bais Sheni was worse because of the Etzim Aveira, so that would prove that Sinas Chinam is not only as bad as Gimel Averis, but it's even worse, because you see, Gimel Averis only caused 70 years of Golus, which they knew in advance what it is. Mashenkin Sinas Chinam caused thousands of years of Golus, which you don't even see the end to it. However, Zokti Gimara, Zokti Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan, he's the Yushalmi, yeah, Zokti Sinishkin Raya. Yeah, I'm mentioning this for understanding the background, because the Gimara here, you see, many times the Bavli is counting on us that we already know the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi was before, and the Bavli is coming from the Yushalmi. The Bavli is commenting on the Yushalmi, sometimes arguing, sometimes agreeing, but upon him, the background of this sugya in Yushalmi. When you see the Yushalmi, you see, this is what's in the background. Is this a right that Sinas Chinam is worse? We see for a fact that the Golos of Bais Sheni is much worse than the Golos of Bais Rishon. No one can argue with that. And we'll see soon there's other things that it's worse about. Is this a raya that Sinas Chinam is worse than Gimel Averis? Zakti Gimel, no, Sinishkin raya. Why? Because the reason why, it's not worse, the Golos of Bais Sheni, but it's longer, it has, and you don't know the end to it, but the reason for that is not because the Etzim Avoin, but it's something about the Avoin, that even the same Avoin, whether it's Nisgala or not, that makes a difference, Legavi the Einish. So that's not about the Etzim Chaymer of the Avoin, but it's about whether it was Nisgala or not. What does that mean, whether the Avoin is Nisgala or not? Zokt Rashi, Nisgala Avoinam, Loi Hoyu Mechasim Pish'eim. That's the Rishonim. The Hainu, the people of Bais Rishon, even though they did very bad things, Gimel Averis Chamuris, but they weren't hiding it, they weren't claiming that they're right, they weren't saying they're tzaddikim. They admitted, yeah, they were if they have a desire, etc. Masha'enke, Nachroinim, the people of Bais Sheni, Leinis Galavoinim, Zokrashi, B'nei Mikdosheni, Rishonim, Hoyu B'Seiser. We already saw the Gemara said that in Bais Sheni, the matziv was, and this is something the Chazal are being made on them, Hayu oiskim b'toiro b'mitzvayis u'gmilus chasadim. The Gemara says this about them even. This is not just a false claim that they were saying. So, klapi chutz, officially everything was good, but still there was something hidden, which was the sinas chinam, and Rashi says, this is b'seiser, it wasn't b'golui. Yeah? We talk a saw in the Natsiv that even their Sinas Chinam was L'Shem Shemayim, right? So they talk a felt that they're tzaddikim, yeah. But anyway, the point is, well, the way Rashi is saying it, it was not begoli, it was not revealed, it wasn't apparent that they are Rishoyim. Bais Rishon, everybody could see, they're doing Gimel Aveir Chamuris. Bayit Sheni, if we would visit that time, you would see people sitting and learning, doing mitzvahs, even chesed they were doing, gemilut chasadim, ben adam l'chaveiro. So their aveiro was, their oven was beseser, it wasn't begolui. Now, why is that a reason to make it worse? Why is it that if you're doing aveiro beseser, so you get a bigger einish than doing aveiro begolui? What's the pshatness? That's what the Gemara is saying here. Don't think, this is what the Gemara has in, Rabbi Yechon has in mind here in Rabbi Loza. Don't think that Sinas Chinam is worse than Gimel Averis when you see that it caused worse Einish. No. It's not worse. It's just that the way this Aveira was, yeah, the nature of this Aveira is that it's Beseser, it's not Begolui. Yeah, it's taka, not a coincidence that it was Nisgala, not Nisgala. I'm saying it's not that it happens to be that here it was Nisgala and there not. The nature of Gimel Averis Chamuris is that it's Begolui. Shvichus Damim, Gilui Arayis, Avidazor, that's something everybody could see. It's obvious. Sinas Chinam, when you have people that are oiskim b'toivo b'mitzvos b'gemilus chasadim, so it's something, the problem is in the hearts, sinas chinam, it's b'ikr in the lev, so that's something that by definition is b'seiser, it's not begolui, right? But al kupanim, the problem is that it's that this is begolui and this is b'seiser, the problem with sinas chinam is that it's b'seiser, and that's what makes the oinish even worse. What's taka the reason? Okay, we understand this is begoli, this is beseser, but why is it that because it was beseser, so the einish was much worse? What's the shaychus? When someone's doing aveir beseser, he gets a bigger einish than someone's doing aveir begoli. That Rashi doesn't explain already. Why is it? The reason. Why is it a reason for making it worse? Yeah, what are you saying,
Bilam? Because it shows that he's only afraid of people, not afraid of the
bunch. My vidik. My vidik. My vidik.
Got it.
Yeah. So Yimamish Bavam, Yimamish Mechavim to the Marsha. Kitzu, you Mechavim to the Marsha right here. Zok to Marsha. By a Ganev, we find that the Einish is worse than a Gazlin. A Gazlin only pays what he stole, and a Ganev has to pay Kefil, double, right? What's the reason for it? So the Gemara says that a ganav is worse than a gazlin, because a gazlin is only afraid of people. A gazlin is not afraid, not of Hashem and not of people. Right? That's a gazlin. Dahainu, he's doing his gzeila begolui, not beseser. So, just like he's not afraid of Hashem, he's not afraid of people either. He's not trying to hide his crimes from people. Masha'enkin Aganiv, that sneaks in and sneaks out, yeah, he's doing it b'seiser. He's not afraid of Hashem. Hashem knows what he's doing. But he's only afraid of people. So that's what's worse about Aganiv, relatively to a gazlin, that a gazlin, he's comparing the covered Hashem, the covered of people. Masha'enkin the Ganiv, it's even worse, because the Ganev is saying, I'm not afraid of Hashem, only of people. So he's afraid of people more than he's afraid of Hashem. He can't hide from Hashem, but he's hiding from people. And that's why he gets a double einish. Right? Zeizog the Gemara. Zog the Masha, that's the pshat here also. You know why the goddess of Bayit Sheni is worse? Because the Aveva was Beseser, Rishoyim Hayu Beseser, like Rashi says, which is because that's the nature of Sinas Chinam. Yeah, the Masha says, Hayolim Sinas Chinam Belev. Velaponim Ki'ilu Oyavim. The Masha adds here, we saw in the Gemara before, that the way Sinas Chinam is, there the Gemara is talking about Bayis Rishon, because the Gemara said, even by Bayis Rishon, the leaders had Sinas Chinam. But Kupanim, the Sinas Chinam, the nature of it is, the Gemara says, Bnei Adam Sho'oichlim V'shoisim Zeim Ze, V'doikrim Ze, Ze B'chavav V'shibelashoinam. So the Masha says, the pshat is klapi chutz, they're showing each other as if they're friends. Oichlim v'shoisim zeim zeh. And then, like, you know, under the surface, they're stalking each other. So this is a aveira that is being done, b'seiser. And klapi chutz, you're showing that there's nothing wrong with you. So that's like a ganev. It's worse than a gazlan. That's why the einish was was bigger by Baisheni, by Chuvin Baisheni, Klapi Baisvishay. As they talk to Marsha, that's Pshat Negimova. So we shine in Nizgala Avoinom, Nizgala Kitzom. By the we shine in the Aveir was Begolui. So also the Oinish was Begolui. This is what it is. 7 years, you had a set time. Mashenkin Dachoyim, the Aveir was Besay, so Klapi Chutz, they showed Kilud the Tzadikim. So also the Mido can get Mido, also the Oinish. Is the Einish is worse, like a Ganev is worse than a Gazlan, it's also not, it's not Nizgali, yeah, you don't know, you didn't admit that you're a Shaim, so Hashem won't tell you the time of the, when the Einish is going to end. Now, I just wanted to add, just wanted to share with you another Mahalach, maybe another possible Mahalach, I'll repeat what we mentioned last time from the Natsiv. Yes, yeah? So we won't go back again to the whole Riches Natsiv. But upon the Natsiv decides is that the Sinas Chinom of Bai Sheni was not Stam Sinas Chinom of private fights between people, but it was Sinas Chinom that was L'Shem Shamayim. It was Sinas Chinom that was caused by Frumkeit. It was caused by suspecting people to be tzedukim and apikosim when they weren't, and because of that, destroying innocent lives. That's what it was about. The sinas chinam of Bayis Sheni. So, I was thinking, after lefida natsiv, we can have a new pshat negimavit instead of the marsha. Yeah, the marsha is trying to explain why is the fact that lo nizgal avinam worse than the nizgal avinam. So I'm saying, lefid and atziv, maybe we could have a new pshat here. Efshir, the point is, when we're saying that we shine in Yizgala Avoinam and Achvayim Lo Yizgala Avoinam, it's not stam because this is the sinas chinam is hidden in the heart and they weren't showing it. Yeah, first of all, even in the etzim Yizgala Avoinam, Lo Yizgala Avoinam, yeah, this could add flavor here. The point is, even the people themselves, yeah, the way the Marsha is saying, the way the Rashi and the Marsha is saying, so, people on purpose, by the sinas chinam, were hiding it. They were showing klapi chutz that they're good, and they were hiding in their heart the sinas chinam. Hashenkin the gimel aveiros chamush, you can't hide. Yeah, this is action that is apparent. But lefid natsiv, maybe we could say a shtickle different pshat, and the etzim isgala and loin isgala avoinam, and therefore we're going to have maybe a new hesber on the difference in the einish. According to the natsiv kum tois, that when the Gemara is describing the Ma'isim Toivim of Bayis Sheni, that the Oisik B'Toyv B'Mitzvah B'Gemilus Chasadim, this wasn't really in contradiction with their Sinas Chinam in their own eyes. Because the way they saw it, even their Sinas Chinam was a mitzvah. This was part of the Oisikim B'Mitzvahs for them. Because the whole sinas chinam for them by them was l'shem shamayim, and it was taka l'shem shamayim. They taka meant well. They taka did it out frumkeit. When they destroyed someone's life, it's because they really thought that he's a tzduki and he's high of misa. He's meridim v'lo imalim. He's apikoyris. He's ruining Kreiswa. Right? Elamai lemaisa, they ruined innocent lives, and it wasn't stam. Just you could say, okay, people make mistakes. The Natsiv says this whole attitude of being over suspicious and just because someone is doing something that is not exactly like your opinion, so you already accuse him of being a pikoiris. So the Natsiv says that the attitude itself is wrong. The attitude itself, the Natsiv uses a very sharp lashon. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu einoy soivel tzadikim ko'elu. Right? That's the lashon the Natsiv uses. So he says, so in Melo, the pshat is like this. By Bais Rishon, the Gemara is saying, Nizgala Avoinam, the Hainu, they knew they're doing something wrong. When they were doing, they didn't think it's right, right? They did it anyway. The people of Bais Sheni, however, it means even klapi themselves, even in their own eyes, they didn't see anything wrong in what they did. Even the sinas chinam that they did was for them part of the isik b'mitzvahs that they were doing, because they were doing it l'shem shamayim. Adirabba, they felt they get credit for it. They should get schar for it. It's a mitzvah. Mimeila lefizeh. Yes, so the natsiv is not saying this. I'm just saying al pi the natsiv. we can maybe have a new pshat in the Gemara's chilek, and therefore now this could open a new mahalach now in the Hesber and the Einish, because the pshat is like this: by Bais Rishon they were that they did Gimel Averis Chamuris, so since they knew they're doing something wrong, very wrong, so they were able to do tshuva on it. So in Mela they got the Geula. Masha'inkin, the people of Bais Sheni, which their problem was Sinas Chinam, which was a kind of thing, the kind of Sinas Chinam, that they weren't even aware that there's anything wrong with it. Adira, but they thought it's a mitzvah. So why should they do tshuva? Even after the Chuban already happened, and they were looking back and trying to, you know, Cheshben HaNefesh, to try to figure out what did we deserve it for. They didn't think it was because of the Sinas Chinam, because the Sinas Chinam, they thought it was a mitzvah. They did it L'Shem Shemayim, Adirabah. They were big kanoim, they were fighting. It was in the name of Frumkeit, Adirabah. So why would they do tshuva on it? So that's why it caused worse consequences. Achroinim shleinizgal avoinim, leinizgal akitzom, leinizgal avoinim means even for themselves it wasn't izgal. It was even they didn't realize that they did something wrong. So that's why the Golus is much longer and much worse. And since Kol Dor Shalei Nivno Beis HaMikdash B'Yomav Kilu Nechrav B'Yomav, so Vayistoy, still today, people don't realize that Sinas Chinam L'Shem Shamayim is wrong. Right? This is something that we didn't do tshuva for it yet. And that's why the Golus is going on and on. So this is the difference. Gimel Averis, they did tshuva. Sinas Chinam, if you think it's a good thing, why would you do tshuva for it? So if you didn't see, if we could mamash have a whole new mahalach here in the Gemara, the loike malsha. Now the thing is, just to add, the Yushalmi is adding, besides what our Gemara says, that Rishonim Lo Nisgal Avoinam, which, as we explained, this is being said in the Yushalmi for being doiche, that it shouldn't be a raya that Sinas Chinam is worse be'etzin, right? Because Pashtis, you could say if the Einish of Bais Sheni is worse, or Bais says the Aveir is worse, so is this a raya that Sinas Chinam is even worse than Gimel Aveiris? So Yushalmi says no, it's not a raya that Sinas Chinam is worse than Gimel Aveiris, but the reason why it was a big Einish was because of this cheshbon of Nisgal Avoinam Lo Nisgal Avoinam, the Zaitik cheshbon, right? But the Yushalmi adds Nochachilik to explain why it's not necessarily the Sinas Chinam is worse be'etzim than Gimel Averis. Yeah, besides the Cheshbon Vizgal Avinim, that our Gemara says, Yerushalmi is a Nochachilik. Zokti Yerushalmi, it seems like it's a separate chilik in Yerushalmi, Zokti Yerushalmi, Lehedyo, Rishonim osu tshuva, Achroinim lo yosu tshuva. Fushi Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says it Lehedyo, Taka. Our Gemara doesn't say this. We wanted to say pshat in the Gemara that that's what the Gemara means, but Yerushalmi says lehedyo. The Rishonim did tshuva and the Achroinim didn't, and that's why the galus of Bais Sheni is worse. The Yerushalmi says it lehedyo. Yeah. So, in the one hand, it's a riot to what we just said. Yeah, the Yerushalmi says that, and could be taka that's the pshat in the Yerushalmi, that it's not stam. Again, it's not stam by coincidence that the Rishonim did tshuva and the Achroinim didn't. But the Yerushalmi is going to be very gishmak. I'll pide this natsiv. You know why the Rishonim did tshuva and the Achroinim didn't? Because the Rishonim knew what to do tshuva for. They knew they did something wrong. The Achroinim said they did it. Thought they did a mitzvah. Sinas Chinam L'Shem Shamayim. They thought it's a mitzvah. So that's why they didn't do tshuva. It's not a very gishmak. The Yerushalmi, I'll pide natsiv. However, since the Yerushalmi is saying this chilik as a separate chilik than the Nisgal Avinam chilik, so lichu it's mashman the Yerushalmi, that it's two different things. We wanted to say that that's good for the pshat in the line Nisgal Avinam. That caused them not to do tshuva. But in the Yerushalmi, it's not mashma like that, because the Yerushalmi is saying this as a separate thing. So vayistoyz the line Nisgal Avinam is nocha nekuda. Yeah, is a different reason. So we could say like the mashal. Okay, well, what about you saying?
Very
clear. Zogdi Gimor Vayter. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Toiva tzipoyonom shel rishonim mikveisom shel achroinim. What kind of phrase is this? The nail of the rishonim is better than the stomach of the achroinim. What's the mashal about the nail and the stomach? So the Marsha explains that in the body of the behema, when you want to use it for eating the behema, so the worst part is the nails. That's not edible at all. And the best part is the stomach, the kreisa, where it has all the fat. It's all the gishmak and basar. So that's the muscle we're using here. The Gemara is saying, "Toivat ziponim shel Rishonim." The worst person in the time of Bais Rishon was better than the best person in the time of Bais Sheni. That's the tzipayin keneged the keres. That's the muscle here. Now here again, we know what they did, right? Everybody say Rishonim did gimel averus chamuris. Achrayim adav oisik b'mitzvah tayv mitzvahs sinas chinam. But the Gemara is saying ahead that the Achrayim were worse, right? Omali Rish Lakish adarab Achrayim adifei. Where do you see that Achrayim adifei? Achrayim are better. Afal gav the ikos shibud malchu yais klaski b'toyva. You see that even though we're under in Galus, under the shibud of Malchus Hagoyim, still we're oisik b'toyva, and that vice tois didn't happen by Bais Rishon. The Hainu, even after the Chubin, the Matziv of Limud HaToyv and Klai Yisrael, after Bais Sheni, after Chubin Bais Sheni was better than after Chubin Bais Rishon. In fact, you find that when they came back from the Golus Bavel, even though it was such a short Golus, there was already problems with Chilul Shabbos. There was problems with mixed marriage, where they married goyim. Mefurish psukim in the Navi, yeah. In Golus and Golus Bais Sheni, Bais Tois, it wasn't like that. They were oisik b'toyva. Yeah, the whole mahalach there was. These people were officially tzaddikim. They were oisik b'toyva b'mitzvahs. Just they had the problems of sinas chinam, so they didn't all of a sudden go off the derech after the chubin. So Ish Lakish is saying, you see, even in Golus, when they're under the shibud malchios. So they kept learning Torah. So you see, they are better than the Rishonim. Amalei biro toichiach. So Rabbi Yochanan answered him, the Beis Hamikdash is a raya that I'm right and you're wrong, that the Rishonim were better than the Achronim. Why? Shechaz v'lo Rishonim v'lo chaz v'lo Achronim. You see, the Rishonim that lost the Beis Hamikdash because of their avarice, they got it back, and the Achronim didn't get it back. Till today, the Beis Hamikdash wasn't built yet. Yeah, it will be built, b'meir b'yameinu, but it wasn't yet built. So you see, so basically he's making the same point that Gemara made before. Yeah, the Golis, the Chubin of Bais Sheni is much longer than the Golis of Bais Rishon. So how could you say the Achronim are better? The Haraya, that the Einish is bigger, so Bais Tis they're worse. Again, why are they worse? In which way are they worse? So that we spoke about before. Does it mean that the Sinas Chinam is worse? Yeah, or the Gemara says because Lo Nisgal Avaynam, or the Yushalmi says the Lo Yasu Tshuva. But now, the bottom line is, for whatever the reason is, you see that the people of Bais Sheni were worse than the people of Bais Rishon. Shal Rishonim Gdolim or Achronim Gdolim. You see, the Gemara keeps discussing the same shayla back and forth. Omar Lohem, again, the Rishonim and the Achronim here are people of Bais Vision, people of Bais, as opposed to people of Bais Sheni. Omar Lohem, Nu Einechem Babira. Look at the Beis Hamikdash. Iko de Amri, Omar Lohem, Eidechem Bira. Your Eidim. Yeah, your witnesses for this Shiloh is the Beis HaMikdash. What's the difference between the Ik and the Amris? What's the difference if you say Tnu Einechem Abira or Eidechem Abira? Yeah, Lichur Ablazo is saying the same thing that Rabbi Yochanan said before. Bira Teichiach Shechaz V'lo Rishonim V'lo Chaz V'lo Achronim. And that's what Rashi says here too. Eidechem Abira, Zokt Rashi, Binyan HaBais Eid Lochem Badovo Sheloi Chozar Lonu V'Chozar L'Rishonim. We didn't get back the Beis HaMikdash yet, and the Rishonim got it very fast, right? So what's the two Ikud Amris? What's the difference if you say it's a Hoichacho or it's a Eidus? Yeah, Biro Teichi, yeah, or you say Tnu Einechem Biro, or you say Eidechem Biro. So The Achrayim say, yeah, so there's here the Nimuki Agrib, printed at the end of the Gemara, Bishai Berlin. Also the Shagasai and Gvura Sari talk about it. They both say, along the same lines, that the difference, they're just arguing which Ikodami is what, yet what's the order here, but they both say that basically the Tutz Dadim are like this. Either it's like Rabbi Yochanan said before, that the fact that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built yet, that's the Raya. By Beis Rishon they got it back right away, and by Beis Sheni we didn't. So that's one of the Ikodamris. The other Ikodamri, they say, is making a different point. Even the Etzem Chubin, not just how long did it last, even the Eifin, the Tzura of the Chubin Alein, was different. In which way? There's Psukim that show that in Bais Rishon, only the roof, the ceiling of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by the enemies. Yeah, when Malchus Bavel was machriv the Beis HaMikdash, they were only machriv the Tikva, but the wall stayed. Masha'en Kain, and that's Chuban Bais Rishon. Masha'en Kain beChuban Bais Sheni of Raimi. It's Mefurash Pesukim. Oru Ada Yesoid Bo. They destroyed everything. They didn't leave a zecher for the Beis HaMikdash, right? Including the walls, including everything. Mimeila Zok De Gimara Zok De Gvura Sari. That's the pshat. Another Yikdamri. He's saying, I have another raya for you that the Rishonim were better than us. Because by the Rishonim, even Bishas the Chubin, not only the Geula, even Bishas the Chubin Alein, their Chubin was only a partial Chubin, so to speak. Our Chubin was worse. By us, it was full destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So Vaistois, they're better than us. Yeah, so that's a different Raya from the Beis HaMikdash Alein, from the Chubin Alein, that the Rishonim are better than the Achrayim. Which is, they argue which is which in terms of the three Kedamis and the Lashonis here. Is that about see the difference in the building? Yeah, or is about what Rabbi Yochanan said before, and the other Eidechem Bira is about the difference in the Etzem Chubin. But Kupani, they both say the same aside. What's the shaila here between the Ikadamis? Okay, right. Rish Lakish havisochi biyardino. Rish Lakish was swimming in the Yarden River. Also, Rabbi Bachano. Now, Rish Lakish, as we know, he was Eretz Yisrael dicker. He lived in Eretz Yisrael, right? The Yarden is Eretz Yisrael, also Rabbi Bachano, which was from Bavil, Yohav liyodo. So Rabbi Bachano gave him a hand, I guess, to help him come out of the river. Omalei, so Rish Lakish told him, Eloko sonino lechu. Hashem hates you. You, the people of Bavil, are hated by Hashem. Why is it? Dichsiv, im choymohi nivno olo tiras kesef, v'im delesi notzu olo luach eris. So that's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. It says there, if it's a wall, we'll build in it a castle of silver. And if it's a door, so we'll seal it with a board of wood, which is a cedar wood, right? The eris. It's eris. So this is a mushel. What is it a mushel for? Zokt Rish Lakish. Pshat is like this. Im asisim atzmichem kachoyimo, ve'alisim kulchem bimei ezvo, nimshaltim kakesef she'ein rekev shoylit boy. Achshav she'alisim kidlosois, nimshaltim ke'eriz she'orekev shoylit boy. What does this mean? So, Zokt Rashi. Nimshaltim ke'kesef she'ein nirkav kach loy ha'isim chaseirim shchino. So this is something the Gemara is going to say later, soon, that the Ruach HaKodesh was nistalik by Sheini, and this is something the Gemara talks about it and more in the end of the perek, is the famous Gemara that Chamisha Dvarim, there was five Milos that they had by Bayis Rishon and they didn't have by Bayis Sheni. Chamisha Dvarim Chosru by Bayis Sheni. Chamisha Dvarim Shehayu Bein Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni, the Gemara says. And one of them is Shechina. There's Shechina, there's Ruach HaKodesh. There was no Nevuah. The Nevuah stopped at the beginning of Bayis Sheni. And the Ashuas HaShechina in the Bayis HaMikdash Alein was not the way it used to be in the Bayis Rishon. There was some shiraim of the Shechina, of the Ashuas HaShechina, but it wasn't the real thing, wasn't the full Ashuas HaShechina. That's what the Gemara is referring to here. Imelo, so the point the Gemara is making like this. Im asisem atzmichem kachoyma va'alisem kulchem bimei Ezra. The Hainu, if all of you would come to Eretz Yisrael, bimei Ezra. Ezra built the Bayis Sheni. Yeah, so he got even permission from the Persian Emperor Koyrish, right? We learned the sugis in Rosh Hashanah. So he got permission for building the Beis Hamikdash, and he got permission for the Jews to come back from Bavel to Yerushalayim to Tisfol. However, Lemaisa, the majority of Klal Yisrael stayed behind in Golis, even though they were able to come back and build the Beis Hamikdash. Only a minority joined Ezra to Israel to build the Beis Hamikdash, and Rav Klal Yisrael stayed in Golis. Not only that, not only Rav in Kamus, but even in Eichus. Yeah, Chazal say the Chorosh and the Mazgir, the Talmidei Chachamim, stayed behind. Those that came were more the Hamayinam, more the lower class. So the majority of Klal Yisrael, the most Choshevi people of Klal Yisrael, stayed behind in Bavel. So Ish Lakish is saying, if it wouldn't be this way, if they would all come, if they would all make aliyah, if they would all be oilet at Israel by the Geula of Bayis Rishon together with Ezra when they were able to, so then what would be the result of that? So that's the mashal of asisem atzmichem kachoyma, like a wall. Everybody would come together like a wall, like one wall, strong wall. So then, nimshaltim kakesef shein rekiv shaylit boy, zokt Rashi, you would have the Shechina back. The Hainu, the whole binyan beis hamikdash would be different if Kleisel would come back. If Gans Kleisel would come back. This that we know that by Sheni they were missing Shechina, it was a result of people not coming. If Kleisel would come, so they would have the Shechina, the Beis HaMikdash would be just as good as the first Beis HaMikdash. So it's your fault that the Shechina didn't come back. So Hashem hates you. What's the mashal of Shaharekev Shoilet boy? So Rashi says, so Kesef, Nimshaltim Kekesef She'ein Rekev Shoilet boy, the Hainu, silver cannot rot. The worms can't eat it up. So that would be the matziv of the Beis HaMikdash if all of you would come, that it would have a good Hashuas HaShechina. It wouldn't be rotten. However, Achshav she'alisim kid losois, Zokt Rashi, the Moshe of losois is Shah she'yesh boi shnei losois poiseach echod v'chavei roi soigir kach alisim lechatzoim. It's like a gate that has two doors. You close one, you open the other. So this is a Moshe for the way you came. You came lechatzoim lemechtzel shlish levia. Some people came, some people stayed behind. So then nimshaltim ke'eriz, yeah, not so le'luach eriz. What's the mashal of the Erez? Shorekev Shoilet boy. Yeah, wood could rot, the worms could eat it. So that's the nimshal. Zokrashi kach shorekev shoilet boy miktsasoi pilasoi chaltoi mitoichoi miktsasoi kayom. Yeah, part of it is being eaten by the worms. Kach ktsas chazoin shchino hoyosham vikuloi loy hoyo. There was a little bit Hashuas HaShechina in the Bayis Sheni, and therefore there was a little bit of Chazoin Shechina, which means, you know, Rashi says Chazoin Shechina, which means there wasn't a real Nevuah, the Nevuah stopped, but there was some kind of a Ruach HaKodesh, as we'll see soon, a Baskol, like the Gemara says soon. And Mimelo, This is like a wood that is being partially eaten up by the worms. You only have remains of it. So that's kilu the bayis sheni, klapi the bayis rishon was rotten, was half eaten up. So there was only remains of the Ashuas Ashchina, so to speak. There was only remains of the Ruach HaKodesh, but the ikur Shchina and the ikur Ruach HaKodesh went away, like wood that is partially eaten up by the worms. That's the mashal of the Eres. And that's all because Alisim Kidlosis, it's your fault, because the way you came was Lamechtel Shulavir, like Kidlosis, like one door is open, one door is closed. So this is all your fault. You think it's just a given, by Sheni, we weren't Zoichet the Shechina. It's because of you. If you would come, the Shechina would come back. You didn't come, so that's why there was no Shechina. More so, not only the Erez is a mushel for a wood that is different than silver in terms of being eaten by worms, but specifically this kind of wood, this kind of Eitz Erez, the cedar wood, is more vulnerable to a certain kind of
like termites.
This is worms, teiloim, as you say. It's not termites. A certain kind of worm that eats wood. So this specific tree is more vulnerable to it. So that's the mushal in Shir HaShirim. Not so leluch eris is bedafku, using the mushal of eris. So that's the Gemara is going to say. Ke eris shah rekiv shalid boy. It's not stam ke eitzah shal rekiv shalid boy. But it's specifically your eris. My eris. Zokt Rashi, my nimshaltim le eris doka oma. What's unique about the eitz eris? Oma ulo sas magoyer. Zokt Rashi, shem toilas. Yeah. So sas magoyer is a name of a worm. And that kind of tree, the eris, is more vulnerable to this worm. This worm likes the eris. So that's why the mushal of Erez means that you'll be eaten up. Yeah, because it's more vulnerable to the worms. Why is this toilas, this worm, called Sas Magoyer? So Rashi has a mahalach about it, Pashit Mitzvah, the explaining the teaching of the Lashon. The Maharsha wants to say a different pshat in the Lashon, why is it called Sas Magoyer? Yeah, you can see what Rashi says. We'll mention the Masha's pshat. Masha's teaching of the word like this. Sas is the name of the Teilas, is the name of the worm. And Magoyer is a word, is a Hebrew word for fear. Yeah, we find in Chumash. Yeah. So this is Sas Magoyer is something that is afraid of the toilas, of the worm. The Hainu, the eighth Eris, is afraid of this worm because this worm likes it. It's vulnerable to this worm. So basically, kumtois, that according to the Masha, there's another gain here in the Lashon HaGimov. You see, the Gimov is saying, my Eris, sas magoyer. Right? That's Lashon HaGimov. My Eris, oma ulo sas magoyer. According to Rashi, Sas Magoyer is the name of the worm. So what do you mean, my Erez Sas Magoyer? The Erez is not called Sas Magoyer. The worm is called Sas Magoyer. So that's why Rashi says, my nimshaltim le Erez the Ka'ama. The Gemara doesn't mean to touch up what Erez is. The Gemara is saying, why are you using the mushal of Erez? Because the Erez is more vulnerable to the worm, Sas Magoyer. The Fidom Ashah, so Lashna Gemara could be more pashut. My Erez Sas Magoyer. This is another word, another name for the Erez Alein. The tree is called Sas Magoyer because Sas Magoyer means he's afraid of the worm. This tree is afraid of the worm. Yeah, it's a shame for the Etzem Eitz. The Eitz, not the Sas Magoyer, it's not the Tulat, is not afraid. The Eitz is afraid. Yeah. My Sas Magoyer, Zokt Rashi Kloima. What exactly is the nimshel of this? Yeah, so we already saw in Rashi before that the pshat is because the Hashuas Hashchina was eaten up, was only remains of the Hashuas Hashchina of Bais Rishon. Now the Gemara explains this further. כדתניה משמייסו נביאים האחרונים חגי זכר יום הלאחי נסתל כרוח הקודש מישראל ועדיין היו משתמשים בבסקוי. Yeah, so this Chag Zechariah and Malachi, they were living during the Golos of Bais Rishon, at the beginning of Bais Sheni, and they were still part of the Anshe Knesset Hagdola that Ezra established at the beginning of Bais Sheni. Yeah, Vehem Kamo Nevim, the Gemara says, the Anshe Knesset Hagdola that made the Nusach of Shmoneh Esrei. So these were the Nevim that were still among the Chachayim, the Gedolim of the beginning of Bais Sheni. But once they died, so there was no new Nevim anymore. So no Nevim were born during the time of Bais Sheni. Yeah, so Nevuah, whatever they had remains of Bais Rishon, that's still left. And once they died, Nistalku Ruach HaKodesh Mishol. There was no Ruach HaKodesh anymore, which means there was no Nevuah. However, Zok de Braiso Vadain Hoyu Mishtamshin Bebaskoil. Zok Trashi, that's the Moshol. Nishtayelu Kashon Nishal Min Ha'Erez Mikta Smuot. So that's the answer. Laman Nimshalu Lesas Magoil Inan Shvias Shchino. Dainu, in Bais Sheni, it's not that there was no Shchina at all. It's not that there was no Ruach HaKodesh at all. The Ikur Shechina was gone, the Ikur Nevuah was gone, but there was some kind of Shirayim, there was some kind of remains of Shechina, and therefore, accordingly, there was some kind of remains of Ruach HaKodesh. It seems like the Nevuah is a result of the Shechina. Yeah, we already saw before the Nevuah has to do with the Beis HaMikdash. We spoke about it last time. So when you have the Koyach HaNevuah is coming from the Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. He got it in Mibein HaKuim. He got it from Oyel Moed, from the Mishkan, right? By Shmuel HaNavi, we find the Nevuah is coming from the Hashuas HaShechina in the Mishkan. So the better Hashuas HaShechina you have, the better Nevuah you have. Yeah, the Nevim are better able to get a better broadcast, so to speak, a better communication when the Shechina is here, right? Bais Sheni, there was a Shvach HaShvach HaShechina, and therefore there was a Shvach HaNevuah. The real Nevuah was gone, there was only remains of it. That's the mushel to an Erez that is being eaten up by worms. There's some remains of the wood. It's not totally gone, but it's partially eaten up. What's this Baskel that remains? So you're seeing the Baskel is a certain level of a Ruach HaKodesh that is not like a real Nevuah, but it's just like a Shiraim Azav Nevuah. It's stuck interesting. There's a Taisis in Sanhedrin. Taisis say, how come Baskoil is called Baskoil? What's the pshat in this name, Baskoil? Baskoil, the daughter of the sound, of the voice. So Taisis Sanhedrin say that Baskoil is called this way because it's like we had in Rosh Hashanah Koil Havara, which means an echo. A koil is the original voice, the original sound, and then a bas koil is like when you don't hear the original voice, you just hear an echo of it. It's a side effect. The original sound creates an echo, and you are only able to overhear the echo. That's a bas koil. It's the bas of the koil, like a tolda of the koil. So This is how Taisin Sanhedrin types up the term Baskoil. The Taisis Yantiv in Yevamis, he brings down this Taisis, but he says a little different, which maybe stems better with our Gemara. He says the Lashon Baskoil is that you don't have the real Nevuah, the original Nevuah. You only have like a tolda of the Nevuah. Yeah? Something weaker. Just like a Bas klapi the father. Yeah? And he's saying also that's why it's called Bas Koil and not Bain Koil. Why is it saying like it's using a Loshon Nekeva? Like we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, talk about his Nevuah, Toshash Koichek in Nekeva, it says, when it says Loshon Nekeva by Moshe Rabbeinu in Torah. So he's saying using the word Bas as opposed to Bain, again, to show the weakness, the weakness of a female, Shvach Kait of Nekeva. But comparing the bass of the coil, yeah, means you don't have the real Nevuah. You only have like a tolda of the Nevuah. So that's the term of bass coil. Already by definition, this etzim musig of bass coil means that it's not a nevuah mamish, it's only a bas koil, it's only a told of a nevuah. Verish Lakish zog de Gemara. Mi mishtoi bahadi rabbe babachano. How did this maisa happen, frag de Gemara? What happened here? Rish Lakish started a conversation with Rabbi Baba Chano, right? Accusing him of the, yeah, of him and his people, the Bnei Bavel, of the fact that he didn't have Shechina by his Sheini. How could it be, Zok Frag the Gemara? We know that Rish Lakish didn't speak to anybody. Umarab Lozo, the Mora the Aud Yisrael, have a Veloy have a Mishtoi Rish Lakish Bahadei. We know that even Rab Lozo, which was considered, in a way, the God Ladon at Yisrael, the Gemara need explains that the reason for it is because he was the biggest Moira in Maris of Nida, of Dam, Rab Lozo. That's why he was called Mora Daud Yisrael. And even with him, Rish Lakish didn't talk. Why? Demand the Mishtoi Rish Lakish Bahadei Bashuk Yahavu Le Isko Beloy Sadi. Rish Lakish was known to be he was like giving kashrus to people just by talking to them. If you saw Rish Lakish initiating conversation with someone on the street, so you knew this is a very special person that you could trust him to make business with him even without edim. You could trust him, yeah, that he won't deny it. You could give him money even without edim, because you see Rish Lakish considers him. So Rish Lakish was very careful with who did he talk and with who didn't he talk. Even with Rab Lazar, which was Mora Da'al Yisrael, even with him he didn't talk. So Kal V'Chaymer, Bahadi Rabbi Babachana Mishtoi, Rabbi Babachana was not in the Madrega of Rab Lazar. So how could it be that Rish Lakish spoke to him? You see, Rish Lakish didn't even talk to Talmidei Chachayim, unless he mamish, he thought the mamish have a shleimus that you could trust him with blind eyes. Zog di Gemara, Omer Av Papa, Shodi Gava Beinayu. Oy Rish Lakish Havei Uzeirei, Oy Rabbi Babachana Havei Rab Lozer. So, Rashi has a mahalach here, which the Ritva says, he says Rashi's mahalach is a doichak in the Gemara. So the Ritva says a different mahalach. He says, Shodi Gava Beinayu means that there was a mediator between them. The Hain was true that Rish Lakish had this conversation with Rabbi Baba Chano. However, it wasn't direct. He wasn't talking to him directly, but there was someone in the middle. Oy Rish Lakish Havei Uzeire. The Hain, either Zeire was talking on behalf of Rish Lakish. The Hain, Rish Lakish was talking to Zeiri, and Zeiri gave over the message to Rabbi Bachano. Oi, Rabbi Bachano have v'Rab Lozer. The Hainu, in the end of Rabbi Bachano, there was Rab Lozer representing him to talk to Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish did talk to Zeiri or to Rab Lozer, but not directly to Rabbi Bachano. It's like interesting because the Gemara just said that Rish Lakish didn't talk to Rab Lozer either. So how does it make it better to say that it was Rab Lazar? So that's Lichur a problem according to the Ritva. According to Rashi, this won't be a problem. Rashi wants to say the Gemara doesn't mean a mediator, but the Gemara means it was two other people. Instead of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Baba Chano, it was either Rish Lakish and Zeire or Rabbi Baba Chano and Rab Lazar. So Pashat was a different story. It's not three people like the Ritva, someone in the middle, a middleman, but it was two other people. Dainu, we have to switch one of the two people in the story with someone else. So according to this, according to Rashi, so our Ha'ara is going to be answered that Rish Lakish wasn't talking to Rab Lazar. It's either Rabbi Bachana was talking to Rab Lazar or Rish Lakish was talking to Rab Zeira, to Zeire. Now, the Etzim Yesoi that we see in the Rish Lakish here, that if they would all go back to Yisrael, so they would have the Shechina on the Bais and the Beis HaMikdash. And because they didn't, that's why they didn't have the Shechina. That's Rish Lakish is blaming them for not having the Shechina on the Beis HaMikdash, because they didn't come. So this needs a hasber. What's the shaykhis between the two things? What is this? It's a einish. They weren't they weren't mekayim the mitzvahs yeshiva tisvel, so they were nenash, they weren't zeicha for the shechina, the beis hamikdash. What's the connection? What is this? What's the midah keneged midah here? So the whole thing needs a hezbron. You see, Rish Lakish is assuming. So yeah, he's dashing a pasuk, but this is not something that is mefurish in the pasuk in Shirashirim. Obviously, Rish Lakish is coming with some kind of a yesaid here, with a mahalach, that there is a connection between the two things. So that needs a hezbron. So I wanted to share with you. I was thinking maybe we could shtel tzu to this Maharsha in Megillah. There's a very interesting Yisraelidik in Maharsha, in Masechta Megillah, that maybe could shed new light on our sugya. The Gemara says in Megillah, this famous Gemara, the Gemara says that they had a shul, a Beis HaKnesses in Bavil, that the Shechina was there. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chavtes, says, Avu de Shmuel v'Levi havu yasvi b'knishto de Shaf v'Yosiv b'Nahada de Shaf v'Yosiv b'Nahada as Yoshchino. The Shechino came to the shul in Bavel. So the Maharsha says there in Tisan Tezach, The Maharsha has a ha'orah, Rabbi Yisrael. What shot the Shechina is in Bavel? Yerushalmi Megillah is talking about the time of the Amoraim, and it's saying they had a Gilui Shechina in the shul there, in the shuls of the town. Yeah. What shot they had the Shechina there? We're talking about the time of the Amoraim. The Amoraim in Bavel, what kufa is that? Is that Chuban by Svishan or Chuban by Sheni?
Chuban Sheni.
Amoraim?
Amoraim. It's Chuban by Sheni, right? Vada, right? So, Frekta Maharsha, what is the Shechina doing in Bavel? Bishlam by Chuban by Svishain. So there was Golus Ashchina. Yeah, the Shechina was nostalgic. The Beis Hamikdash was Chaviv, and the Shechina went in Golus together with Klai Yisrael. Yeah, Hima Yanoichi Betzava Shechinta Begulusa Kol Mokem Shegolu Yisrael Shechina Imaim. But then the Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt, right? So the Shechina came back. So then, by Chuban by Sheni, they didn't go to Bavel. It wasn't Golus Bavel then. Later on, the Golus of by Sheni didn't go to Bavel, right? They went to Raimi. So what is the Shechina doing in Bavel? When the Shechina was nostalgic by Sheni, why would it go to Bavel? The Golus wasn't to Bavel. Something doesn't stem with the Cheshbon here. By Bais Shvishon, yeah, well, how does it go? You have a Chuban, the Shechina is nostalgic, and it goes and goes with Klai Yisrael. Bais Shvishon, they went and goes to Bavel. The Shechina went with them to Bavel. Then Bais Sheni, the Shechina came back, they built the Bais Sheni, and then the Chuban Bais Sheni, the Shechina was nostalgic. Where was nostalgic? The Chuban to Raimi, Golus Raimi, the Bais Sheni was Golus Raimi. So it's true that there was people in Bavel also, right? All the Amoraim that we're talking about, they were in Bavel. Why were they in Bavel? You know why they were in Bavel? Because they never left Bavel. Like Rish Lakish is telling Rabbi Babachan in our Gemara. You're the people that never came back for Bais Sheni. You stayed in Bavel, right? So the Talmud Bavli, the Amoraim in Bavel, is that's not a result of the Chuban Bais Sheni. That's people that stayed in Bavel all along. They never came back to Israel after Bais Rishon. After Chuban Bais Sheni Rishon, they went to Bavel and they never came back. Even during the years of the Bais Sheni, they were still in Bavel, right? That's why they're in Bavel. So what is the Shechina doing there? If something, the Shechina by Chuban Bais Sheni should go to where the Golus of Bais Sheni was, which was Raimi. That's what the Maharsha is bothered with in Megillah. Talk to Maharsha, maybe the Kizach. He says, the pshat is אבל כשניגלו מבובל, כשניגלו כבר מגולוס בובל, He's being medayek it also in the Lashon HaGemara, in the Hemshech HaGemara. We're not getting into it. It's a Yuyan Sham. I just want to show you the point that the Masha is making here. It's a Meidik Yisayt. Zakti Masha. Keshenigalu kvar migolus bovel nisharo gilu ishchino sham. Do bizman habayi shoyo kama mei shonim achar shenigalu mibovel vaday nisharo gilu ishchino sham. Zakti Masha. It's not pshat that the Shechina was in Bavel by the Zman HaMiraim because of the Chuban by Sheini. You know why the Shechina was in Bavel, Zakti Masha? Because the Shechina never came back. Even during by Sheini, even during the Binyan by Sheini, the Shechina stayed behind in Bavel. Like our Gemara says. Even when they built the by Sheini, the Shechina never came back. So when the Shechina was nostalgic to Bavel by Chuban, by Rishon, it stayed in Bavel, even after they built the Bayi Sheini, that the Shechina didn't come back, like our Gemara says, right? So where did it stay? It stayed in Bavel. So even after Chuban Bayi Sheini, it was still in Bavel, because it never left Bavel, the Shechina. So the Shechina being in Bavel, Bizman HaMayurim, is not a result of Chuban Bayi Sheini, it's a result of Chuban Bayi Rishon. Since then there was already a Binyan Bayi Sheini and a new Chuban, which had a Golus to Tom someplace else. It doesn't matter. The Shechina never left Bavel.
Why?
Because the Shechina never came back to the Beis HaMikdash when they built the Bayi Sheini, like our Gemara says. When they built the Bayi Sheini, the Shechina didn't come back. They didn't have the Shechina. It was like an Erez, right? They were chas of the Shechina. So the Shechina stayed in Golis. The Beis HaMikdash was built and the Shechina stayed in Golis. In which Golis? And where it was? And in Golis Bavel, where it went to, by the Golis of Bayis Rishon. So that's why. Well, even after the Golus of Bais, after the Chuban Bais Sheni, the Shechina was still in Bavel because it never left Bavel. You're Meir Dikazach. So Imelo, Lafiza, I think, this could shed new light on our Gemara. You see, what do you see in this? The Shechina stayed in Bavel. Yeah, so here we're learning Yuma, especially at the end of the parak. This famous Gemara of Chamisha Dvarim, Hayu Ben Mikdash Yishin Mikdash Sheni. He's saying, Bayi Sheni was missing the Milo of Shechina. Fine, that we know, that much we know, right? But you see, the way the Masha is telling an effect from the Gemara and Megillah, and when we put it together with our Gemara, the Masha is not making the Tzushal to our Gemara, but when we put it together with our Gemara, so it seems like what's going on here, it's not Stam, they weren't Zoichet of the Milo of Shechina. Our Gemara already says, Reish Lakish is accusing the Bnei Bavel, you know why the Shechina didn't come back? It's because of you people, because you didn't come back. That's why the Shechina didn't come, right? So now, Lefi the Masha, we see, what's the pshat? The Shechina, it's not stam because Klai Yisrael didn't come back, so there was a einish that they weren't zeichet for Shechina. But the pshat is, the Shechina stayed together with Klai Yisrael. So if Klai Yisrael stayed in Bavel, so the Shechina stayed in Bavel. What's the pshat in this? So the Masha says, we know from Chazal that kol mokim shegolu Yisrael shechina imaim. The Shechina is wherever Klai Yisrael is. So lefi zeh, and that's tam shechinta begulusa, but shechinta together with Klai Yisrael on the goes. Kol mokim shegolu Yisrael shechina imaim imoi anoichi betzora. So the fee is it, Mamma sheds no line in our Gemara. I think the Masha is not making this point, he's not telling it to our Gemara, but I think the fee is there, we can have now a new Havana and Reish Lakish is tiny. It's not Stam saying it's Einish, you know, you didn't come back to this well, you didn't do the mitzvah of Yishuv with this well or something, so that's why you were punished that we weren't Zeichet for Shechina by Bayi Sheni. No! Reish Lakish is saying the Pshat is like this, the Shechina is always accompanying Klal Yisrael. Hashaychin iton, the Shechina is with us. Hashaychin iton, b'shaych tumayso, the Shechina is with Klai Yisrael. Imo yonoichi. Mimeilo, if Klai Yisrael stays in Golis, the Shechina stays with him in Golis. Aye, they build the Beis HaMikdash, fine, but the Shechina can't come back because the Shechina is always with Klai Yisrael. So if Rive Klai Yisrael stayed in Golis, stayed in Bavel, so Mimeilo, also the Shechina stayed there. If you would come to Yisrael, so the Shechina would come with you. Because, obviously, during the Golis, during the Chuban, it wasn't Shaykh. The Shechina comes back to Israel when there's a Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But it's not enough, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. There's ke'ilu two conditions. You're being in Tadil Tivus, you need two tnoim for the Shechina to come back to Yerushalayim. Aleph, you need a Beis HaMikdash to have a mokim for the Shechina. But you also need Klai Yisrael to come back. Because the Shechina never leaves Klai Yisrael. So because of you, Zachlish Lakish, Bnei Bavel, that stayed behind, Rav Kleist will stay behind in Bavel by the Binyan Bais Sheni of Ezra. So the Shekhinah stayed with you. And that's why there was no Shekhinah in the Beis HaMikdash. You know why there was no Shekhinah in the Beis HaMikdash? Because the Shekhinah stayed with you in Bavel. And it's still there, even after the Churban Bais Sheni, because it never left Bavel. So what's the Shaykh? Is because it didn't come back, that's what it didn't win Zaychet the Shekhinah. It needs a Hezber. Teretz is, that's the way it works. Shekhinah always stays with Klai Yisrael. If you would come back, the Shekhinah would come with you. You didn't come back, the Shekhinah didn't come back. So that's why, it's your fault. The Shekhinah didn't come back.
It's a drop, it sounds like Kodin Niska, because they don't come back, but they have the Shekhinah.
When you have a Beis HaMikdash without Shekhinah, it's a hefset for the whole generation. It doesn't matter where you are, even if you stayed in Bavel, if you stayed in Golis. A matziv of a generation without a Beis HaMikdash that has a Shuvas HaShekhinah, is a hefset for the whole generation. You see, they didn't have Nevi'im. I'm not finished. You see, they didn't have Nevi'im in that generation because of that. The Gemara is saying the reason why Nistalku v'Hakadosh Yisrael, there was a generation without Nevuah, was because the Shekhinah didn't come back to the Beis HaMikdash. The Shekhinah was in Bavel, the Shekhinah didn't go back to Shemayim, the Shekhinah went to Bavel. Shekhinah in Bavel is not enough for having Nevuah. For having Nevuah, you need Shekhinah in Beis HaMikdash, Shekhinah in Yerushalayim. So the whole door was lost from the fact that the Shekhinah didn't come back to the Beis HaMikdash. Even the people that stayed in Bavel. Because of that, there was no Nevi'im. Because of that, the Beis HaMikdash was a Shvacha Beis HaMikdash, was a Shvacha Geula.
Was there any gain, those people that stayed in Bavel, having the Shekhinah there, was zero? It was like Lumamish nothing.
What's your point? What are you trying to say?
It's just bothering me a little bit, because they're making the whole Klal Yisrael suffer, but something they do get, because they have the Shekhinah with them. The Shekhinah's not with them. The Shekhinah's in Golis there, but the Shekhinah's not. They're not there. They have nothing from the Shekhinah. I don't know.
The Shekhinah is with them, but the loss is much greater than the gain. When the Shekhinah is in Golus, that's a bad thing.
Right. So then
it doesn't matter if it's even if it's with you. The Shekhinah is in Golus. It's also the whole matzav of the Shekhinah in Golus is a different. It's not like Hashuvas Shekhinah Beis HaMikdash. The matzav of the Shekhinah in Golus is be'etzim. It's like Klai Yisrael in Golus. It's not the Shekhinah is not in power. When the Shekhinah is in Golus, it's not in power. But anyway, the point of the Ikazach is, it doesn't matter where you are, the Shekhinah is with you, the Shekhinah is not with you. It's like Ilu, you don't have a full Geula. It's Ilu, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't rebuilt. Mm-hmm. It says the Zkenim that remember the Beis Rishon, when they were present in the Chanukah Sabbath of Beis Sheni, instead of dancing, they were crying. Why? Because they said the Shekhinah didn't come back to Beis HaMikdash. They said, that's a Beis HaMikdash. That you call a binyan habayis. This is nothing compared to the old one. So I'm saying, legabe that which is the ikar zach. It doesn't matter where you are. The people in Bavel still were missing the Beis HaMikdash. They were missing the nevuah. They were missing the geula because they didn't come back. Zok de gimava. Now there's an interesting twist. Also, Rabbi Yochanan, when Reish Lakish came back from the Yarden River to Rabbi Yochanan, Omalei, Lav Hainu Taimu, the Hainu Reish Lakish, Dr. Rashi said over to Rabbi Yochanan, you know, I met Rabbi Baba Chana, and he told him, Kach Vekach, whoever it was, and he told him that it's their fault, Bnei Bavel. Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, they were both people of Eretz Yisrael, right? So Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, I gave it to them. Yeah, I told him what the. What they deserve to hear, that because of them. So Rabbi Reish Lakish answered him, you're wrong. You falsely accused them. Lav hainu taimo. That's not why the Shekhinah didn't come back to Beis Sheni. Inami sliku kulhu bimei Ezra. Loi havishaya Shekhinah b'mikdasheni. Even if they would all come back by the Aliyah Ezra by Beis Sheni, still you wouldn't have Shekhinah in the Beis Sheni. So it's not their fault. You can't blame them for that. It was obviously wrong that he didn't come back. Rabbi Yochanan is not justifying that. All he's saying is you can't blame them for the Shekhinah not coming back. For that there was a different reason. It would happen regardless. Why? Zokter dichsiv yafte lekim leyefes v'yishkoin be'ohal leishen. Yeah, that's the pasuk in Bereishis. Afal gav di yaft elikim li yefis, ein hashchino shoiva, elo be'oholi shem. Tosante d'roshon. So, what is yaft? Yaft elikim li yefis, according to this d'roshon. So the Masha explains that it's coming, yaft here is coming from the word yoifi. What's the shaykhis? So Masha says in Tosanta Zach, he says, we find that the Beis HaMikdosh is called yoifi, is called beauty. It's a beautiful place. There's a pasuk, Mitzioin Michlal Yoifi, about Beis HaMikdash. And another pasuk, Yefei Noif, Mesais Kol Haaretz. So the Beis HaMikdash is called the Mokim of the Yoifi, the place of beauty. So Yaft, Elikim Le Yefis, yeah, we're dashing the name Yefis. Not we're dashing the name Yefis. Then the pasuk, it says, pasuk is playing on the words of the name Yefis. Yaft, Elikim Le Yefis. What's that Yaft, Elikim Le Yefis? Yefis was Zeiche to Yoifi. What is the ultimate Yoifi? The Beis HaMikdash. What pshat? Zokt Rashi, af al pi sheyaft elikim liyefes. Listen to this. Shezochu pasim livnois bayis sheni. As we mentioned before, the bayis sheni was built with the permission of the Persians, of the Persian emperor, Kairish, right? They even had, in the bayis sheni, they had the tzur of Shushan HaBira. On the Shah, HaMizrach of the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says to remind them that they are, this is under the authority of the Malchus Paras, Shushan HaBira. So Bayis Sheni, in a way, was the Beis HaMikdash of the Parsim, was the Persian Beis HaMikdash. They built it, they gave the permission to build it, was under their government. And that's the Nevuah and the Pasuk Yaftal Ikim Liyefis, because the Parsim, Vaistois, are descendants of Yefis. Yeah, Yefis ben Noyach. He was the father, the founding father of Malchus Paras. And Mimelo, since the Bayis Sheni was built Al Yedei Paras, so this is a schus of Yefis. Yaft Elikim Liyefis. Yefis got the schus of having the Yoifi of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? However, the Zog de Gimova, Afal gav the Yaft Elikim Liyefis, Ein Hashchino Shoiro, Ela Beholi Shem. That's the Hemshech Apostle, Vyishkoin Beholi Shem. Zog Trashi, Ein Shchino Shoiro, Ela Bemikdosh Rishoin, Shebono Shloimoi, Shebo Mizavi Shul Shem. So what's going on in this Russia? You see, again, the Pasuk says, Yaft Elikim Liyefis, Vyishkoin Beholi Shem. Zog de Gimova, Yaft Elikim Liyefis, is by Rishoin. That the Parsim, which were descendants of Yefis, they were zoicha to build it. That's Yaft Elikim Liyefis. However, then the Torah says, V'yishkoin, when it comes to the Ashuas HaShchina, Be'ohalei Shem. Only in the Oyel Moed, only in the Beis HaMikdash that is going to be built by Bnei Shem. The Beis HaMikdash, which is by Shvishoin, that Shloimei HaMelech built, that he was Mizavi Shel Shem. So it's true that they both build the Beis HaMikdash, Shem and Yefes. Shem built the Beis Rishon, and Yefes built the Beis Sheni. But the Shechina, only Shem was Zoichet to, because only Beis Rishon that was built by Zavi Shel Shem, Shleim Emech was Zavi Shel Shem, only that had Shechina. Beis Sheni that was built by Zavi Shel Yefes, it is a big schus that he was Zoichet to build the Beis HaMikdash, but Shechina they didn't have. Zokt Rabbi Yochanan, that's why there was no Shechina in Beis Sheni. Don't blame the Yidden that didn't come back from Bavel. That's not why the Shechina wasn't there. The reason the Shechina wasn't there was because the Beis HaMikdash alone was not a Yiddish Beis HaMikdash, was a Persian Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't built by Zavi Shel Shem. It was built by Zavi Shel Yefes. That's why they were in Zaychet Shechina, because Shechina could be in Beis HaMikdash only when it's a Beis HaMikdash that is built by Zavi Shel Shem, not when it's built by Zavi Shel Yefes. It was something in the Etzim Oifen of the Geula, the Oifen Bini. It wasn't up to them. Yeah. Lemaisa, Efsher, you know, the Gemara in Brachos says that the Gemara says that Ilmolei. Second. Yeah. The Gemara says that Be'etzim Ru'uim Hayu Yisrael Ye'osilahim Neis Be'bais Sheni Be'bais Sheni Be'geulas Ezra Be'geulas Shnia Be'biyah Shnia, the Gemara calls it Be'biyah Shnia K'may Be'biyah Rishayin. Be'biyah Shnia is the Be'bin by Sheni, and Be'biyah Rishayin is Be'bin by Rishayin. So Gemara Brach is saying Be'etzim Christ will Roy Lekach, that the geula of Bayis Sheni would be in the same level of the geula of Bayis Rishon. However, zog the Gemara, elo shigoram hachet. Shigoram hachet. They were chayte, and that's why they weren't zayich lekach. So Rashi in Brachas says that what's the pshat that the geula could have been the same and it was not, in which way it was not the same. So it's interesting, Rashi there doesn't say there was no Shechina or something. Rashi says that in Bayis Sheni they didn't have independence. They were under the Malchus of Paras. Even within the Geula, they came back to Israel, they built the Beis HaMikdash, but they were still under the Shibud of Malchus Paras. They didn't have their own Malchus. Masha'inkin by the Geula Rishayinu. Why did that happen? Be'etzim they were Roy Lekach, that also by Bayis Sheni they would have Geula Shleima in terms of having the own Malchus and not having being under the Shibud Agobos of the Goyim. However, Elo Shegora Machet, so the Chet was Goyim that they should still be under the Malchus Paras. Now, I saw the Achroinim say, I don't remember now where I saw this for the Tzemach Shoh, that what's pshat el shigora machet? When we say el shigora machet, what's the chet we're talking about here? Oh, the marsha. Marsha if not. So to marsha, this gemara in brachis that is saying ve'uim ha yisvol she yosel emnes biyur yishonik mo yibiyur shniyah el shigora machet. What's the chet? Which chet? Which chet? So to marsha if not here. Marsha bayos. So to marsha, he brings down that gemara and he says el shigora machet ha'inu. Sheloi alu kulam. That's the chait. That's the chait. That's good for the chait that they didn't come back. Like Rish Lakish is saying here. So I'm saying lichura. So the Masha is taking it to a different. He's making a different point from this. But I was just thinking. Pi this Masha. When you put together this Masha with Rashi and Brachis, so kumtois, that if they would come, all of them, together with Ezra, so what would have happened? They wouldn't be under Malchus Paras anymore. Would be Ois Golos of Malchus Paras. They would have their own Malchus. Because Rashi in Bracha says that that's good for what the Gemara is saying, what the Gemara is talking about there. It means Rashi says Sheyalu biyod Rama, they should be independent, and Lemaisa, they were under the Malchus Paras. That's good for the point the Gemara is addressing there. And why did that happen? The Gemara is saying because there was a chait. What's the chait? Zok t'marsha and yuma. The chait was shelo yalu kulam. So when you connect the dots, kumtois, that be'etzim the reason why they were under Malchus Paras was because of this gufa they didn't come back. In other words, if they would all join Ezra and come back to Tisrael, so the Malchus Paras would collapse. And they would be zeichet to Geula Shleimo. It even wouldn't collapse, but Kapanim Chlaiswa would become independent. So lefizeh stam kumtai is a very interesting thing in Cheshbon here. What is Rabbi Yochanan answering Rish Lakish? You're wrong. Why are you blaming them for it? It's not because of them that the Shekhinah didn't come back. Even if they would come back, the Shekhinah wouldn't come back. You know why? Because the Shekhinah could only be in a Beis HaMikdash that is built by Zavai Shel Shem. The Bayis Sheni was built by the Parsim, by Zavai Shel Yefes. That's why they can't have Shekhinah there. V'yishkoin Ba'ol Hashem, not by Yefes. Lefi the Marsha Kum Tois, that Be'etzim, Rish Lakish could answer Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish could still be right. Yeah, you hear Rabbi Yisai. This could be Mamish or maybe they could have here in the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Lichura, yeah, Bashkof Rishon, it seems like we have a Machlekes on Yerayim here. What's the reason the Shekhinah didn't, we didn't have Shekhinah by Sheni? Rish Lakish is saying it's because Klal Yisrael didn't come back. Right? And as we said, the Peter Marshall and Megillah chapter is when wherever Klai Yisrael stays, that's where the Shekhinah stays. Masha'enkin and Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, there's a different reason why there was no Shekhinah by Sheni. The reason is because it was a binyan of Malchus Paras. It wasn't a binyan of Christ, or it wasn't Zari Shul Shem, right? Now, once we take into consideration the other Ma'asho we just mentioned that is saying Pshat Negimon Brachis, that the reason why they were under Malchus Paras was because they didn't come back. So Kum Tois, Rish Lakish could answer Rabbi Yochanan, I'm still right. Inachinami. It's true what you're saying, Rabbi Yochanan, that there's a reason be'etzim why the Shechina wasn't there, because Yishkoin be'holi shame. Ein ha'Shechina shoyvel be'holi shame. But ha'gufa kashno, why wasn't it a holy shame? Why weren't they zaycheh the Beis HaMikdash should be built by them? Why did it have to be this way that the Beis HaMikdash should be built by Malchus Paras? Ha'gufa was because they didn't come back. Because if they would come back, so the Geula they would be zaycheh to, like Rashi Bracha says, would be on Malchus Paras, would be Biyad Rama, they would have their own Malchus, they would be independent. And therefore, the Beis HaMikdash that they would build would vayta be a holy shame, would be like the Beis Rishon that was built by Zayishul Shame, because they wouldn't need the Malchus Paras anymore. So Kum Tois, that even after Rabbi Yochanan's Drasha, you could still say that indirectly, the people of Babel that didn't come back, they are the ones to blame for the Shechina not coming back. Because if they would come, the people of Babel, so then the Beis HaMikdash would be built by Zahar Shul Shem, not by Zahar Shul Yefes, and Yimelo, you would have Shechina. So Yimelo, it's not a stira what Rabbi Yochanan is saying to Rish Lakish's accusation. You could say Rabbi Yochanan, Shneim Emes, Rabbi Yochanan is right, but still, how good for it is because of this chait that they didn't come back. Here, the
Rishon Lakish. So Rishon Lakish should say that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't going and saying a new thing. It was just
no. Rabbi Yochanan Lehedi is arguing with Rish Lakish. Omar Lei Lava Inu Taimo Inami Sliku Kulu Bimez Vlev Shchinu Bemikdash. Even Rabbi Yochanan Lehedi coming to argue with Rish Lakish. I'm just saying, Al Pi the Gemara in Brachis with Rashi there and the Masho here. So you could say Rish Lakish could answer Rabbi Yochanan, saying Bedas Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish could say, I agree with you with this drasha that there was taka reason be'etzim for the Shechina missing there because it wasn't a holy shame. But I say Hagufa is because of the people of Nebavel, because he didn't come back. That's why it wasn't a holy shame. That's what Rish Lakish could answer. Rish Lakish could say, I agree with your drasha, and it's still not a steward to what I'm saying. Zog the Gemara, uparsoi minoli de miyefes koosu. Yeah. So what are you saying now? You're saying that the Beis Sheni was built by Bnei Yefes. That's what the pasuk is referring to. Yaftu lekim liyefes. We know it was built by Malchus Paras, but who said Malchus Paras is Yefes? Who said the pasim come from Yefes? Ben Noach. So. I just wanna mention one thing before we go weiter. I found I was looking in the pasuk here of Yaftel Kim Yefes. I found in Tosanta Mitzio. This is something you're gonna enjoy, Mordechai. So Gishmakim Arganisa here in Gematria. I saw the Bala Tosis. You know the Bala Tosis have different pirushim on Chumash. There's the Das Kanim is the famous one. And there's the other sfarim from the Bala Tosis on Chumash. So one of the pirushim of the Bala Tosis on Chumash is called Paneach Raza. It's Bala Tosis. So he says a Meir Dikizach. He brings down our Gemara and he says, what is the Gemara saying here? Yefes was Zeiche to build the Beis Sheni, and Shem was Zeiche to build the Beis Rishon. Right? That's what the Gemara said. Because the Pasim are coming from Yefes, which the Gemara is going to prove soon that the Pasim are coming from Yefes. But it's at the end of the day, it's Yefes and Shem, right? Zokte Paneach Vazo, here, Mordechai. You don't want to miss this one. He says, if you'll make a cheshbon, you'll see that Shem, together with Yefes, yeah, is begimatria 410 plus 420. Do those numbers ring a bell? Where do we have these numbers?
We just had it by the bias. Shem.
Where do we have it?
We just had it about a blot ago.
Right. We just had it leil and daf tesem udalf. The Gemara said. Mikdash Rishon she'omad arbami ois ve'eser shonim. Mikdash Sheni she'omad arbami ois ve'esrim shonim. Right?
Wow.
Right? So Bayis Rishon is 410 years, and Bayis Sheni is 420 years. That's a Mefushi Gemara we just had. Zokte Paneach Vazo, Shem and Yefes is exactly Begimatria 410 plus 420, which is exactly the Tkufis of Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, because Yefes build the Bayis Sheni, which is 420. Shem build Bayis Rishon, which is 410. So it's not each one of these words is equal to each one of the numbers. But if you put together Shem and Yefes, it equals to the sum of 410 plus 420. Does that work out? Or Bayis, make the cheshbon? Yeah, you already made the cheshbon. So how much is Shem?
Yeah, well, Shem is easy because
Shem is 340, right? Yeah. How much is Yefes?
Yefes is 90,
the tough is 400 right away, right?
490.
So it's 490.
Yeah.
How much is 490 plus 340? 400 plus 300 is 700.
Right.
And then you have 90 plus 40, and it's 130. So you have together 800.
830.
830, right?
Yes.
830. So how much is 410 plus 420? Huh?
Exactly.
It's exact. You have the cheshbon or the chayim? It's exactly 830, right?
Unbelievable.
So Kumtei is the sum of Shem and Yefes together is the same sum of years of the years of Bayis Rishon together with the years of Bayis Sheni. Huh? Mamish Moiridi. How could this happen with Kumtei? Mamish, you see Pashik, you see Terem Min HaShamayim. You Mamish see Terem Min HaShamayim. This is the drush of the Gemara. You're not the Pasuk. The Pasuk is not saying it lehedya. See, the drush of the Gemara is mamish rooted already in the gematria of the words of the pasuk. The Gemara is darshan, Chazal are darshaning Shema. This pasuk Shema and Yefes, Shem built by Rishon, Yefes built by Sheni. Zokte Bala Taisvis. You see, it's under the gematria.
The name Paneach Raza is so tsugepas.
Paneach Raza, right? Yeah, he's so taka. Yeah, he's into these things. Yeah, the side is the gematrias. But this is Rishonim, Rabbi. This is Rishonim. This it's not a this is about. Zog the Gemara. Okay, so how do we know Taka that it's Yefes? But so you know that Yefes Kosu. Zog the Gemara. We have a pasuk. Dichsiv b'nei Yefes goyimu umogig umoday v'yovan v'suvul umeshach v'tiras. And the pasuk is the Torah is listing out the descendants of Yefes, the children of Yefes, which made new nations. Yeah, each one of them started a new nation. So Gemara is listing out what are they? Each one of the sons of Yefes. Which nation did he build? Which country is it today? Goymer Zeger Mamyo Zok the Goyin Biwagro. What does the Goyin say? See the Goyin?
Sounds like Germany, but I'm
what is the, I'm not asking what it sounds like, I'm asking what does the Goyin say?
Germania.
So Goyma Germania Zok
the Goyin. It sounds the same. Is it the same. So
there's interesting goyin in also there's another goyin in Mishnayis Negoim, the beginning of Perek Sheni. So the Gemara, the Mishnah there is talking about the color of the skin of different people in different parts of the world, different races. So because the Gemara is talking about Maris Negoim there, you know how white it is. So the Gemara is saying. So the Mishnah is applying that Girmani, the Mishnah is talking about a Girmani. Girmani is very light. His skin is very light. Yeah. You're masking with the Mishnah. Kushi, by a Kushi, the Mishnah says his skin is very dark. And then the Mishnah says, Bnei Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Bnei Yisrael Anika Poroson. Yeah, it's a Loshen Chibo, Bnei Yisrael Anika Poroson. Hareyim Ke'esh Kiroya. What is a shkiroya? Shkiroya is min shel eres. We just had an eres here in the sugya. Min shel eres that it's a kind of tree that lo yishchoyvim v'lo yilevanim elo beinenim. So Bishmal is saying that Klai Yisrael, their skin color is something medium. It's not dark like the Kushim, and it's not light like the Gilmanim. It's beinenim. So this is a shevach for Klai Yisrael. He's saying he's being meshabech Klai Yisrael that they have. Yeah, so you got to check yourself. You got to check your yichus. So the Bishmol is saying that's the mile of Christ. So they're not too dark and they're not too light in the skin color. They're in between. Einam shchayim ve'einam levanim ela beinim. Anyway, so the Gaon here, if not, the Gaon says that what's the pshat in this, that there's different skin colors. So the Gaon says, Germani ze ish mi bnei goymer, kede amrinon biyumo, goymer ze germamio, ve gersinon germanio, ve chein hu biyalkut. Yeah, the Gaon Shitos in the Agoy says that, so it's in Yalkut also, that it's with a nun, Germania, Germany.
Sure.
Zog the Gaon, that's what the Mishnah is talking about here. Vehu, Zokte, what's the pshat? The Gaon says, Shebnei Noyach, yeah, what you're talking about here, the Germani is coming from Yefes, how Gemara says. So he's saying, all the Bnei Noyach, the different Bnei Noyach, Shem Chaman Yefes, Dorim Begimel Ruchos Ha'olam. They got spread out to different corners of the world. The three Bnei Noyach, Shem Chaman Yefes. Shem Bamizrach, Yefes Batsofoin, Chom Badoroim. It's interesting to go, it's not so shaykh to pshat in the Gemara, but it's
southern. Southern.
Umipnei shehachama badoroim nomuchu me'oid. The sun in the south of the world is very low. Bnei odom hadorim shom shchoyrim. They're very exposed to the sun. People that live in the south, in Africa, are very exposed to the sun, so that's why they're black. Vekush, zokte goyen, yeah, the mission is talking about Kushim. The Kushim are shchoyrim. Zokte goyen. The Kush who mibnei Chom, the Dor besoif Dorim, the Chom's people went to the south. Hilkachim shchoyim beyoyser machmas Hashemesh. Ubnei Yefes zok the Goyin, heim Dorim batzofoim. Yefes's children went to the north side of the world. Yeah, they went to North Europe. Urechoykim heimei Hashemesh. The Shemesh is in Dor. The sun is in Dorim. When you live in the north, you're less exposed to the sun. Hilkachin levanim, so the Germans have a lighter skin color. Yeah, the peoples of Central and North Europe have a lighter skin color, Zagdegon, because they are in the north, the less exposure to the sun. The goymer da besayif tzofin hilkachin levanim beyaiser. The Einri says all the bnei Yefes are living in the tzofin, so they're all lighter than the bnei Chom. They're living in the Dorim. And specifically, the Germanim Zogdegoyen are living more to the north than the other Bnei Yefes, and that's why Hein Levanim Beyaiser. Yeah? Anyway, so Goymer Ze Germanio. Mogoig Zoy Kanadio.
Sounds like Kenny.
It's not. What's the next thing? Oh. So the Bach is being Magia here, and that's the Gius of Rabbeinu Hananel and others, other Rishonim and other Midrashim, that the Hemshech HaGimah is like this. Madai kemashmoi yavon yavon zumakdoinya. Yeah, so Madai, we know, Madai is like there, there's Golos Paras and Madai, so Madai is next to Paras, right? That's in the Persian Gulf. That's nothing to do with Makdoinya. Makdoinya is near Greek. Is to be part of Greek, yeah. Alexander the Great. He was the Chazal call him Alexander Mykdoin. Yeah, he was Greece. He was Greek, right? He was from Greece. Ivani. So Madai is Kimashmoy. Madai is next to Paras, and Makdoinia Zuyov and Yavon Zu Makdoinia. Yeah, that's what the Bach is being Magir the Gilsa here. So when it says in the pasuk Yavon, it's what's called today Macedonia. Tuvo ze beis oinaiki. Meshech zu Musya. So there's different opinions. What are the different countries that the Gemara is referring to here? Some of them we know, some of them we don't. Yeah. So Germania we know, Macedonia we know, Yavon. The other ones, it's not so clear which countries they are. There's different opinions about it. Tiros pligibe. Yeah. So the last one in the pasuk is Tiros, right? Remember, based on the context, we're trying to prove that the Parsim are descendants of Yefes, right? So who's the last son of Yefes that is mentioned in the Pasuk? Tiros. Who's Tiros? Pligibav Simoi v'Rabbonon, v'Amir lo Rav Simon v'Rabbonon. Chad Omar zu Beis Tiraiki, v'Chad Omar zu Poras. So Beis Tiraiki, the Mefarshim say, Tiraiki is Turkey. So the Machlekes, who's Tiros? Is it Turkey or Persia or the Poras? So leman de omar zu paras. So we see that paras is descendants of Yefes, the bnei Yefes. So that stands with the drasha of Rabbi Yochanan. Tony Rav Yosef tira zu paras. So Rav Yosef brought a brisa supporting this shita, the tako, it's paras. So that's how we know that when it says yaftali kim li Yefes, it's talking about paras that build the bais sheni. Savto v'ram of a savticha. Yeah, so the Gemara is already now, once we started already touching up, what are the different countries, the different places that are mentioned in the names of the children of Shem, Cham, v'Yefes. So we spoke about Yefes, now we move on to Cham. By Cham, it says that his children were Savto v'ram of a savticha. So Rashi explains, the Gemara is bothered here with Savta and Savticha, which sounds almost the same words. Yeah, except for the chaf, it's almost the same words. Right? Tani Rav Yosef, Sekiston Gavyasa, Sekiston Briyasa. Dahainu, Rav Yosef is dashening that since it's almost the same word, these two names, so vice is there's a connection between them. What's the connection? It's both in the, it's both places that are next to each other that are called Sekiston. Just one of them is inside and one of them is outside. This Sekiston, the internal Sekiston, Sekiston Gaviyosom, Iligav, and there's the outside Sekiston, yeah? The external Sekiston, Sekiston Briyasa, like the Miligav, Milibar. What does this mean? So Rashi explains, this is a place that is surrounded with mountains. And there's ke'ilu, the inner circle, like the inner, like within the circle of the mountains, and then there's the outer circle, the outer ring. So hachitzayno makefes is a pnimis. That's the chitzayno and the pnimis. Zog di gimor vayter bein chodo lechodo meya parsi vekeifo alpha parsi. So parsi here doesn't mean paras. Parsi here means parsois. Yeah, the distance. Yeah, we're not talking about Yefes anymore, we're talking about Chom. So between these two circles of Sekiston Gaviyosa, Sekiston Briyosa, there was 100 Pasois. Yichap? An inner circle and an outer circle. That's the Savta and the Savticha. Between the inner circle and the outer circle, the radius was 100 Pasois. Vehekefa Alpha Pasoi. The surroundings of the whole, yeah, the whole Hekif of this, of the chitzayna, Rashi says, yeah, of the outer ring, is 1,000 palsois. Yeah, that's like the whole
circumference.
Yeah, of the whole of the chitzayna. So that's 1,000 palsois. Yeah, so that's lichura not coming from this pasuk. Yeah, where do you see in this pasuk these measurements? That lichura you don't see in the pasuk. So that you have to know where is it coming from? Is it a mesayva or in a different way? Maybe he did find the remez for it in the pasuk. But the Gemara doesn't explain, and Rashi doesn't either. But the Hirashis Mamlachte Bovil Ve'erich Ve'akad Ve'kalno. Yeah, it could be Pashit. They were familiar with this place, and they knew what what was the distances there. But the reason to mention it, Lichura has to do something with Dashan and the Pasuk. So Yesh La'ayin. But okay, so still about the Gemara is going right now about Bnei Chom. Further about Bnei Chom, this the next pasuk is. But the Hirashis Mamlachti Bavel Ve'erich Ve'akad Ve'kalnei. That's talk about Nimrod. Nimrod was a son of Cush, which was one of the children of Chom. Bnei Chom, Cush, Mitzrayim, etc. And then it says V'Cush Yoladis Nimrod. And then it says V'Tehi Hirashis Mamlachti Bavel. So Nimrod ruled Bavel. Ve'erich Ve'akad Ve'kalnei Be'eretz Shino. Zog di Gimora. So now the Gemara is touching, what are these places that are mentioned here? This is obviously all in the Bavel area. So yeah, this is something that Amiraim and Bavel were familiar with. Bavel kemashmo, Erech ze'orichus, it's different names of places in the area of Bavel, ve'akad ze'bashchar, kalnei ze'nufoninfei. Okay, we're not familiar with these places, but these are all places in that area. Min ha'aretz ha'i yotzo ashu. That's the next pasuk. Yeah, it's talking about what?
Yeah, it's ashu. Yeah.
So Rashi in Chumash says, Kevon shiro ashu isbon of shoimim lenimroi dumoyedim b'mokim livnois hamigdol yotza mitoichom. And that's what Rashi here also means. Rashi says here in the Gemara, minoritzay yotza sheloi liyo isba'atzas doy haflogo. So the way Rashi is teaching up the pasuk here, minoritzay yotza ashu, meaning we were talking about Nimrod ruling Bavel, Eretz Shinar, and then Ashur, yeah, the person named Ashur, which he personally was one of the descendants of Shem. Yeah, that says later in the Pasha there in Pashas Noyach, it says Bnei Shem, Elam veAshur. So Ashur was from Bnei Shem, and he was living in the country and around Bavel that was taken over by Nimrod, which was from Zerachom. And when Nimrod came into power, and he was his Kishmoy Kainu Nimrod, he was Moirid. Yeah, he was Moirid in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was the one that started building the Migdol that of Deraflogo, right? So that's the Pshat Min Ha'oretz Ha'i Yotza Ashur. The Hainu, when Ashur saw what's happening, that Nimrod took charge, and Nimrod was fighting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Ashur left. Ashur didn't want to have any part of it, so he left that country. That's the way Rashi is teaching up the pasuk both here and in Mubarichis and the Chumash. However, the Gemara goes on and says, "Tony Rav Yosef, Ashur Zesilik." Ashur Zesilik means that's the name of the country of Ashur. Yeah. So the Mefarshim point out here that Lichura that doesn't stem with Rashi. Rashi is saying here, Pshat the Pasuk, just like you said in Chumash, that Ashur here is talking about the individual Ashur. Right? But the Chura, that doesn't stem with Rav Yosef's Drasha, because Rav Yosef is darshaning Ashur to be a nation, a name of a place. Right? So the Marsha says that the Chura, from Rav Yosef's Drasha, you see that Rav Yosef is dashing the pasuk differently than Rashi's pshat. It's not a stira, yeah. You could have shivim poni. Yeah. Rashi may be saying the pashto pshat, and Rav Yosef is saying the drash, or the other way around. But kulpanim, when Rashi is bringing it down here in our Gemara, it's shtikul tzorichim zok demar shah, because in our Gemara you see that this pasuk is not referring to the individual Asher, the hainu to the founding father of the nation of Asher, which was the person called Asher, ben Shem, but it's referring to the nation, to the country, Asher Zesilik. It's talking about the country Asher. So according to that, what's the pshat min ha'oretz ha'iyotzo Asher? According to Rav Yosef's drash, or pshat, whatever, according to Rav Yosef's pirush, that we're not talking about the person, so what does the pasuk mean to say here, min ha'oretz ha'iyotzo Asher? So the Marsha says, If you look in the Ramban there, you see the Ramban in Chumash. The Ramban has a different pshat in the pasuk, which, according to the Ramban's pshat, it's going to stem with our Gemara. See, Ramban. The Ramban taku says that we're talking about Ashur, the nation. So after Ramban. Yes, the Ramban stems better with our Gemara. Zok the Ramban. Min ha'oretz ha'hu. This? Yotza Ashur.
You done it. What do you...
So, to Ramban, v'hanochin be'einai, he says, oh, he says very gishmak, the Ramban says, min ha'oretz ha'i yotza Ashur means, it's talking about Nimrod, it's not talking about Ashur, it's talking about Nimrod, the person, not Ashur the person. Asher means the country Asher, like we see in our Gemara. So what's that Yotzo Asher? It means Yotzo El Asher. The Hainu, it's a Hemshech. The Pasuk before is talking about Nimrod, right? It starts with Pasuk Yud there, it says, Pasuk Tes, it says that Nimrod, who are your Gibel Tzayid Lifnei Hashem, right? Al Ken Yom, Ken Nimrod Gibel Tzayid Lifnei Hashem. And then it says, "Vatihi reishis mamlachtoi bavil ve'erech v'akad v'chalnei be'eretz Shinar," which is the pasuk Gemara brought before. So that's talking about Nimrod's kingdom. And the next pasuk is min ha'aretz ahi yotzo ashu. The hainu Nimrod, after he occupied Bavil and the surrounding countries, Dr. Ramban, so he also went on to be koivish Ashur. So not that Asher went out of the country of Nimrod, but punkt fakert, Nimrod came into the country of Asher. Min ha'aretz ahi yotzo, hu yotzo? The one that we're talking about before, Nimrod, yotzo Asher, yotzo el Asher. That's the Ramban shot. V'achareichen yotzo el Asher, v'osu kirtzoinoi, v'higdilu bonosham orim b'tzurois. So Dr. Marshall, if you the Ramban, it's ve'gishmak with our Gemara. That Rabbi Yosef is saying Taka Ashur is a name of a country, not a name of a person. It's also a name of a person. We know that, but that's a country that was built, yeah, from the nation of Ashur ben Shem. But this specific pasuk that the Gemara is bringing down here is not talking about Ashur the individual; it's talking about Ashur the nation, the country, like Rabbi Yosef says. So that's changed with the Ramban's pshat in the pasuk. So that's the hemshich of this pasuk. So Nimrod, so yeah, which according to the Ramban means Nineveh, when he came to Ashur, so he built all these cities. Nineveh kemashmoi, again, right to the Gemara's dashing the what are these places? Nineveh kemashmoi, rechoyves ir zupras de meishon, klach zupras de busif. Yeah, so also these places are also in the area of Bavil. And Pras, we know, is the big river there, in the Nahar Pras, right? So there's two cities that are built on the banks of the river Pras. So there's one city that is called Pras de Meishan, and there's one city that's called Pras de Busif. And these are the two cities that the pasuk is referring to here: Rechoyves Ir and Kolach. Ve'esresen bein Nineveh uvein Kolach. He ha'ir. Hagedoyla. So the Lashna Pasuk here is, where's the Pasuk? Ve'even es nineh v'zechoy v'zir v'zkolach v'esresen bein nineh v'yuvein kolach hi yo'ir hagedoyla. So it already said that he built Nineveh, right? And Pasuk Yudalef, yeah? Pasuk Yudalef. In Pasuk Yudalef it says ve'even es nineh v'zechoy v'zir v'zkolach. So these two cities, Nineveh and Kolach, we already mentioned that he built them, right? Then comes Pasuk in Beis and says what? Ve'esresen bein Nineveh uvein Kolach. Then he built another city called Resen, which the Gemara says Resen zeh aktispoin, and that city was in between Nineveh and Kolach. Right? Esresen bein Nineveh, the two cities that he already built before Nineveh and Kolach. Between them, he built another city, which is called Resen. Now about that, the pasuk says he ha'ir hagdoilo. Zog di Gemara, hi ha'ir hagdoilo, eini yodea im Nineveh ha'ir hagdoilo, im Resen ha'ir hagdoilo. Shala, how to touch up the pasuk? When it says ves Resen bein Nineveh uvein Kolach hi ha'ir hagdoilo, who's he? Who's the one that is the ir hagdoilo, the big city? Is it Nineveh or is it Kolach? Zog di Gemara, kishu oimer v'Nineveh hoisa ir gdoilo lelikim, mailach shloishes yomim, heve oimer Nineveh ir gdoilo. Yeah, this is inyan di yomim, yeah, this is maftir yoino. Yeah, the Nineveh, it says maftir yoino, right? This was Navi yoino. That it was, Nineveh was ir gdoilo. So we find the pasuk in Navi that is saying Nineveh was a great city, was a big city, was especially big. It was mahalach shloishes yomim. It would take you 3 days to walk from one side of the city to the other. So Vaistois, also here, when we're talking about these cities in Chumash, and we're saying, Hi ha'ir hagdoilo, obviously it's referring to Nineveh. Nineveh is also mentioned in this pasuk. Nineveh we already know to be ha'ir hagdoilo. So Vaistois also this pasuk, when it says ha'ir hagdoilo, it's referring to Nineveh, and not to Kolach. Okay, so that's the cheshbon of the Gemara here. Now, Lemaisa, the Gemara is shtikl shver, right? Well, what's going on here? What was the Gemara's suffix? It's good to see the pasuk inside for understanding this better. Yeah, v'esresen again. V'esresen bein Nineveh uvein Kolach ya'ir hagdoilo. Yeah, but this will finish for today. What is the Gemara saying here? The Gemara has a suffix. What's the tzadim of the Gemara? What is the ya'ir hagdoilo referring to?
I thought resen was the ya'ir hagdoilo, because resen is what we're talking about.
Aye. So that's
Taka one of the Gemara Sadadin, right? Any idea in Ninveh Yiragdoila, in Resin Yiragdoila. Right? So the Gemara has a tzad that is going on Resin. Right? One side that is going on Resin, the other side that is going on Ninveh, right? That's good for the Gemara Sofim. The Hainu. What is the Torah saying here? He built a big city between Ninveh and Kolach, which is called Resin, or he built the city Resin between Kolach and Ninveh, which is Yirag Doilo. So Kilo, the Yirag Doilo is going back on Ninveh. Ves Resin, Bein, Ninveh, Uven Kolach, here Yirag Doilo, going back to Ninveh. That's the other side of the Gemara. Now, Lichur is Shver. I can understand how it's possible that at the end of the Pasuk, yeah, we're adding this title that is going back to on one of the cities that is mentioned in the Pasuk. But the problem is, how come the Gemara only has a suffix, only has a tzad that is going on Resin? If it's not Resin, it's going on Ninveh. Dainu, the thing is like this. Resin is the obvious pshat. Like you said, Bavam, Resin is the city that we're talking about here. Resin is the new city that he's building now between Ninveh and Kelach. So the pashas would be, here Yigdoilo is the city, the new city that he's building. So that's one side of the Gemara. That makes sense. Now, but to say that it's going on Ninveh, even if it's possible in Pshat, but why is the Gemara only having a tzad that is going on Ninveh? If you're already opening it for discussion, so maybe Kolach. More so, Lichura, if it's not going on Resin, which is the city that we're talking about, so if something, it makes more sense that it's going on Kolach than on Ninveh. Why?
Because it was less.
Because that's the last thing that's mentioned. Uvein Kolach, here Yiragdoila is going to be right away, it's going to be a Hemshech, a direct Hemshech. Kolach, here Yiragdoila, that the Gemara doesn't even have a tzad. The only tzad is that it's going back to Ninveh. Either it's Resin or Ninveh. How come the Gemara doesn't have tzad Kolach? Once you're saying that it's going in one of the other cities that you're building the city in between them, so if something, it should make sense that it's going in Kolach, not on Ninveh. So this is Taisis Kasha here. The Tamil effect, Taisis. Amai loiko oma, first Taisis in Nomud. Any idea in Kolach o Yirag Doilo. Kev on the Mesakole be Resin veninveh shilifnei ponov, imo Yirag Doilo alayu kayu. Kol sheken deikol espuke be Kolach, deminoko solik. That's the last thing that is mentioned. Zokta is very interesting to tell some pshat. Listen to this. V'yishloima zokta is adirabo. Mishum de minoko solik im iso de alokoi lo yhavele le meymar hi ho iragdoilo elohi iragdoilo. It can't be that it's going to Kolach, Zokta is. Why? Dafko, because it's mentioned right after Kolach. So if it would be talking about Kolach, it should say uven Kolach ho iragdoilo. What is hi ha iragdoilo? What do you need the word hi for? Since it says he al kohar, it's referring back to something that was mentioned before. It's not directly titling the city that we're talking about right now. You can't say kolach here yirgdeilo. You should say kolach yirgdeilo. It says here yirgdeilo. Vice is not going kolach, but it's going in one of the two others. Just the Gemara suffix is whether it's going on Resin, which is the city in question, the city that he's building now, or it's going in Ninveh. Why in Ninveh? There's taka reason specifically also to talk about Ninveh. Yeah, and that's the Sishanim adds this Knech. Because in Ninveh, we know already in the Kasha, we know it to be a Yirdaila. The Gemara already knew the Pasuk in Maftir Yoin already in the Kasha, and in the Suffolk, when we have the Shiloh. So we have a Suffolk. Is it going on Resin, which is the city that he's building now, or is it going in Ninveh that we know to be a Yirag Doilo? The Gemara Maskana is, since we find Lehedio Mufushi Pasuk that Ninveh is a Yirag Doilo, it makes more sense to say that it's talk about Ninveh. Adka.